Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Your girl is a homebody, so one of the best parts of the day for me is when I can come home, put on my comfy pajamas, get snuggled up on the couch, and enjoy something to drink while catching up on a TV show. The thing is, though, that I don't want to drink wine all the time because, though I love it, I'm no longer a huge wine drinker like I was back in the day. I have morning headaches and even inflammation to thank for that. So, to help fill that gap, I've been enjoying Recess Mood as a guilt-free way to unwind. Recess Mood really is a vibe, y'all. There are only 20 calories per serving, no added sugar, and it's infused with stuff I like, including mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, which really helps me to relax after a high-energy day. Recess Mood has 4 delicious flavors to choose from. My personal fave is Strawberry Rose. If one of your goals in 2024 is to drink less alcohol, this is the way. Give Recess Mood a try today and see how relaxed it helps you feel. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a safe space for Black women who are looking to get to where the healing resides. Let's go ahead and get into today's conversation. I'm going to give you some things that we leave in 2022, okay? Now, some of these might snatch your edges. I guess I should apologize in advance. I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I just feel like I need to give you these things so that you can start thinking about them now in case you haven't been, because what we're not going to do is go into 2023 thinking that we're unworthy, thinking that we're not good enough, thinking that we, you know, don't matter, we're not valuable. We're not doing that. We're shifting our identity, beautiful Black woman. That is the point of this podcast, or part of this podcast, I should say, as a whole, is just this shift into this identity of who we truly are. Okay, who we truly are. There's parts of you that you haven't even seen yet. And you're walking around thinking that you're so unlovable, so unworthy, so this, so that, thanks to just the world and society, you know, pointing their finger at Black women and saying all these things, or your circumstances or your surroundings or your environment or things like that. Like, all of these things came together, and a lot of us are operating from that reality, and we're taking it on as truth. But I can tell you that some of us, it's buried deep within, but I can promise you that you are beautiful, you're amazing, you are worthy, you're abundant, you are all these positive things, but we sometimes don't see it, or it takes some time to kind of unearth those things or unlearn some old habits to start to see our true selves. So that's the point of the podcast as a whole. But I want to talk about some things that we're going to be leaving in 2022. But first, let me tell you what I did for self-care last week. So last week, y'all, I'm lowering my voice because this is a little risque. Okay, no, it's really not risque, but it's fun. It was fun, okay? So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I have, you know, different self-care habits, routines, like journaling and, you know, all the things. And you know I love the sun. I think we all love the sun, right? It just does something to my body. It makes me feel some kind of way. When that sun is just hitting the right spot and it's the perfect amount of warmth, oh, there's just nothing like it. But
what I decided to do this week, and I've done this maybe like once before, ever, and I think, or actually I know I'm going to want to start to do this more, especially, it's kind of too late now because the weather's starting to get cold, and you know, it's going to be rainy and gloomy, and it's cloudy, so the sun's not going to be coming out to play as much. But as often as possible this year, and definitely next year, I'm going to be doing this, all right? You ready? This is what it is, okay? I released the girls. I released the girls. Yeah, you heard me. The tatas. Can I say titties? I'm going to say it. Titties. The tatas. The breastesses. The breasts. did I get completely naked? No, I don't think I don't. I think I just took off my top and my bra. And the point is, of all this, I'm still kind of chuckling to myself, so don't mind me. But I did this because I wanted to get some sun on my body and not just on my face. So I have this spot in my home where it's perfect because I have some of my plants there. I can put my pillow, like a floor cushion there and sit in front of the window. I can do my journaling. I can sip my coffee. I can do my thinking. I can do my meditation and prayer time here. Like, it's just this perfect little spot. And I've talked to you about having this spot where you can go, like, even if it's just one place in your home that is just your space, your safe space in your home. If your entire home isn't that right now, you know, having at least one space in your home where you can just be yourself, be free, let loose. Okay. So in my room, actually, I have this space. I have this window. I can see outside. I have some plants there. Like I said, it's just the perfect setup. And on a good day, the sun just, and that's why I have my plants here, the sun hits that space just the right way, and the sun just comes through, and it feels amazing. And so, yes, your girl did take off her top, took off her bra, the breastesses was out, and I just sat there and got sun. And I can't remember if I took my pants off or not. I think I feel like one of the times I did, but maybe not. But at minimum, from the top half, it was a show, honey. It was a show. It was a miraculous, beautiful show. I have no idea if my neighbors can see in. I don't think they can, but just for a few reasons. I don't think they can. But you know what? If someone can, I'm not saying I'm trying to be a voyeur or whatever, but I need to get what I need. So people just need to mind their business. How about that? Mind your business and let me do me in the confines of my own home. That's how I look at it. Don't look up here if you don't want to see it, okay? But I really don't think that anyone can unless they specifically know what to look for. But yeah, and that sun on my skin, honey, there's not many things that are like the feeling of sun on bare skin. And I sat there for maybe 30 minutes and it just recharged my soul. It recharged my body. It recharged my mind. I just left that event just feeling absolutely amazing. So that is something that I did for self-care this last week that just passed. So in case you wanted to know, that's what your girl did. All right. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Y'all, I don't know how my episodes always end up being almost the exact same length amount of time. My intention is to go in, bada boom, bada bing, lay it out, here you go, and move on with my day. But for some reason, you know, maybe the spirit just be hitting a little differently, so the time just kind of escapes me. So we're going to see what happens here, okay? We're going to see what happens here. In the meantime, before I get started, make sure that you, if you can, because this is your time, so if you're in a position to slow down, to stop, to pause, do that, sis, okay? If you're in a space where you can light a candle, do that. If you're in a space where you can sip some tea, make some tea and sip some tea, do that. If you want to pull your journal out, do that, okay? Because this is your time with me. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. So here are some things. This is not an all-encompassing list because you'll probably have your own things, but the point of this is to not only leave you with some things, but also hopefully get the wheels turning in your life or in your mind of things that you can kind of reflect on, right? So here's a few things. Here's number one. First thing we leave in 2022, okay, is our old sense of identity. Our old sense of identity. you know, the one that is clinging to the notion that you're unworthy. We talk about that a lot here. And because you're quote unquote unworthy, you aren't good enough for beauty in your life, for example, or the identity that says you have to be perfect. Or the one that says the only emotions you're allowed to feel and express are happiness, okay? Heaven forbid you're angry. Heaven forbid you're sad. Heaven forbid you're not walking around with a smile on your face 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also the one that says you aren't worthy enough to prosper. The one that says you got to stay locked into a life of struggle. The one that says flow and ease aren't for you. Like all those things, whatever your old identity is, and there can be many things that we identify with, okay? We're going to be releasing those things or starting to do that work if you haven't already. Because what I can tell you is that just because we go into a new year, if space hasn't been made to reflect, we aren't like getting to our core to understand like who we are, or why we have certain habits, why we have certain mindsets and beliefs, things are not going to change. And so a part of that is your identity, what you identify as, what you identify with, and just clinging to these old, I guess, ideals of ourselves. I think sometimes we do it because it just feels safe. We already know what to expect. We already have just locked in so much of that identity that it's just like, I don't know if I can be different. I don't know if I can step out of my comfort zone. I don't know if people are going to be okay with this new me. You know what I mean? So my question for you is something maybe you can do some journaling around is, what part of your old identity can you begin to release? Now, I can tell you that one way to begin this shift, at least this is something that I do, because, you know, everything starts with your thoughts and your beliefs and your words, right? So one suggestion that I would have for you is to shift into using language that affirms this new you that you're uncovering, that again, is already there, this new you that you want to identify as. So one thing that I do, like during my meditation, I call it meditation / prayer / stillness / quiet time for all intents and purposes. I'm just going to call it meditation time. But during my meditation time, like one thing that I do is, you know, when you're meditating or you're being still and you get into that, I call it my ooey gooey space. You know, that ooey gooey space where, I mean, it's just, you're calm, it's quiet, you're like in the zone, right? When I get into the zone, that's when I hype myself up. That's when I hype myself up, and I start to speak power over my life. I start to speak affirming words over myself or affirming things like as if I already am that thing. Does that make sense? So when I get into that ooey gooey space or when I'm in the zone, that's when I will just naturally start to like speak words of life and faith and love and, you know, whatever I'm in need of during that time. That's when I start to do that kind of affirmation work, because I feel like that's when it really sticks, at least for me. Your mileage may vary, but when you're in the zone, I think that's when your subconscious or your mind is a bit more receptive. And so if you're wanting to shift your old identity, that's a really good place to start. Because again, your thoughts, your words, like all of that affects your actions, things you do, things you don't do, how you show up, like all of that. It's all connected. So your old identity, sis, that's number one. Okay. Let's see. I'm looking at my list here. Now this one is, it's for me, but since it's for me, I love to be transparent about my journey as much as I can. And I feel like some of you will, or a lot of you will definitely resonate with this one as well. So for me, and possibly for you, another thing that will not be tooketh into 2023 or something that I'm working on is this belief or this mindset that says creating money has to be super hard and it has to take up all your time in order for you to deserve it, okay? And I feel like this is why a lot of us, we keep on taking, like we take all the courses and then we take some more. We take all the classes and then we take some more. Like we on some level don't feel like we're worthy of what we want to earn. And I think this is also why many of us come home and we are burnt out, we are exhausted, because not only are we not being paid our worth as a whole, I feel like Black women, we also tend to go above and beyond the call of duty. And we do extra because, at least for me, I know that I would feel guilty when money would touch my hands or hit my bank account when I haven't, you know, quote unquote, broken my back to earn it. Does that make sense? So there's this mindset shift that is occurring, at least for me, one that says that I have to expel all of this energy, spend all of this time to be worthy of this amount of money that I want to receive, or this amount of income I want to generate. Does that make sense? So again, this is something that I am currently releasing. That's why I wanted to share it with you, because that's where I am in this season. Because y'all, my money story is changing. My money story is changing in a beautiful way. My money story is changing in a positive way, and I'm really excited about it. And it's definitely changing from what it's been in the last few years, again, in a good way. Case in point. So recently, and I don't say this to brag, you may not even be impressed. You might be like, girl, that ain't nothing. But it doesn't matter, because this is it's good for me. And so I want to share this. So just to give you an example, recently I received like $2,000, very, very recently. From one person, it was $1,500, and from another person, it was $500, right? So honestly, this money that I received, like, I don't feel like I even really had to work for it, if that makes sense. Okay, so the $1,500 was a gift from someone, just random, out of the blue. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, all that good stuff. Let me give you this early Christmas present. There you go. Okay, obviously there was nothing that I had to do for that. Okay, I just received it. And I'll be quite honest with you, there was a little bit of pushback, because I'm like, ooh, I didn't earn this. Ooh, somebody trying to give me some money. And this isn't a stranger or anything, by the way. And I didn't have to do anything strange for a little piece of change. It's not that kind of situation at all, just to be clear. But there was nothing that I needed to do. I didn't need to break a sweat. I didn't need to work for it. I didn't need to do anything. This person, just out of the goodness of their heart, wanted to bless me with $1,500, okay? And at first, again, there was a little bit of pushback. So I'm like, because sometimes when people give to you, you feel like you're taking away from them something, right? So that's definitely something that I am, like, this whole last year or two, I have been doing just, like, money mindset kind of stuff, honestly. And now I feel like I'm starting to get to a really good place. In any case, that was the $1,500. And then I was sent on that same day, coincidentally, $500, which happens to be my rate for the type of consulting that I did for this person. And the difference was, again, it didn't feel like work in that case, because the entire time that I did the work for this person, it felt like fun. It was fun. It didn't just feel like fun. It was fun. I was in the zone. You know, when you are tapping into your gifts or things that you're really, like, amped up about, even when it's work, sometimes it's not going to feel tedious. It's not going to feel like you're, you know, it's just going to feel easy. It's going to feel fun. It's going to feel light. And that, for me, is how I know that I'm in my like, zone of genius or whatever, right? So I was in the zone. I did the work like maybe a couple of days before. I didn't expect the money. I wasn't worried about it, but they ended up sending me the money like literally that same. So those both of those things happened last week, and they both happened on the exact same day. So I was blessed with the $2,000. And so again, I struggled a little bit with that, and just a smidge. And so I was reminded twice, one by a friend, one by my therapist. My friend reminded me that work isn't just about physical labor. It's not. We think of work and we feel like work has to be backbreaking. We've got to be, you know, breaking a sweat. We've got to just be toiling and laboring and doing all the things and running ourselves ragged. It's not just about the physical labor. There is energy involved. There is brain power involved. There's your time involved. So just because it doesn't feel quote unquote hard doesn't mean that you aren't worthy of it. Just because it feels easy doesn't mean you're not worthy of it. Just because it's not a physical hard, you know what I mean? Like you're out there chopping wood for 5 hours, 10 hours a day. Like just because it's not hard doesn't mean that it's you don't deserve it. And then my therapist also co-signed later on that week, like during our session, so I was talking to him about it. And he reminded me that, you know, I've been in the game for a while. Like brown girl self-care isn't like an overnight thing. And even before I had brown girl self-care, I had another podcast. So like I've been in this space for, let's just say the last 5 to 10 years, I've had my hand in something, trying this, learning that, trying this business, trying this hustle. Like I've been doing this for a minute, for at least the last 10 years, honestly. And so he didn't necessarily say this specifically, but this is how my brain processed it. You know, I've been at this for a while, and just like how a seed, when you plant it, it doesn't like yield this amazing tree or this amazing fruit overnight. You keep tending to it and watering it and, you know, making sure it has some good light and, you know, all those things. And it takes time to do that. But you don't always see what's going on until finally, like one day, like you look up and, oh, wow, it's sprouting. Or, oh, wow, like now I'm seeing some fruit. But it takes time for all of that. Time and has to be in the right season, too. You know, for example, I know, well, I'm assuming, let's just assume this is true because I didn't look this up, okay? But I know one thing that I really look forward to this season is the fact that the stores have pomegranates because I'm assuming it's in season. I hope that's the case, that pomegranates are in season right now. And when they come in season, I go and I get a whole bunch because I can tear those things up. Boy, oh boy. But that's another conversation for another time. But my point is, when it's in season, that's when you're going to start to see those things come to fruition at the right time. Does that make sense? So your efforts are going to start to come to fruition and abundance is going to start to flow in such a way that it feels super easy. So much so that you might feel guilty. You might feel scared about it. Sis, go with the flow. And I'm reminding myself this too, like go with the flow. Continue to remind yourself that you are worthy of creating income with more ease than what you may have been taught or what you believed or been conditioned to expect in the past. And with that, like make sure that your words and your thoughts line up with this, because if you start speaking death, like imagine if I was like just saying all these negative things about whatever when it came to that money that I received. Like, do you think that money would continue to just feel easy to me? Like the things that we say, like the power of life or death is in the tongue. So if you start speaking some kind of way over your finances, that is going to be the fastest way to dry up your flow, okay? So you may still be receiving money, but it can look like overspending, getting into debt, making extravagant purchases and losing them, or not like your new opportunities drying up. You know what I mean? So just make sure, again, I think I've said this twice now. The first time was in that number one, and this is tip number two. But like, just make sure that your words, that you're mindful of your words, mindful of the things that you are saying over yourself, mindful of the things that you are saying over your life, mindful of the things that you are saying over your finances, over your health, like all of those things. Just being very, very mindful of your words, okay? So that's number two. I think I have actually three more. So I have to scroll here just a smidge. I'm just gonna go ahead and get this one out the way because it's funny, but it's not, okay? All right. And everything that I talk about in this episode is said with love. Either I've done it or I'm in the middle of it, or it's just something that I know can happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just Here we go. So the third thing I would say that we are letting go of in 2022. This is hilarious to me because I know I'm raising my hand with this one, y'all. Maybe not currently, especially since I got rid of stuff, but I'm saying we've all done this at some point. Old panties and bras. Okay. Is that you? Raise your hand. Those bummy, worn out clothes with the thigh chafes in the middle because you've worn them so many times. Raise your hand. Holy clothes, socks that don't match, old raggedy mismatched towels with holes in them, cookware that's missing the Teflon coating. Like, these are just some examples, okay? You're going to have to, like, dig into your vault and see what's resonating for you, okay? Because we all may have something a little bit different. But the point is, first of all, yeah, I said it. Listen, anything that is confirming that you are broke, that you're busted, that you're unworthy, that you're not good enough to have, you're not important enough to have, you're not worthy of having, like, listen, sis, toss them. Toss them, sis. Toss them, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and take a quick break right here. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/BGselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BGselfcare. Confession time. I love my hair, but I don't love how long it takes to do it. I'm a type 4 natural, and not gonna lie, when it's time to redo my wash and go because it's frizzy or dried out, it drives me nuts. In a perfect world, I could be using that time to do something fun like getting a massage or going to brunch or something. I know you get it because we are all too busy to be frizzy. I'm glad that Way understands this and created their new anti-frizz cream at just the right time. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. Way anti-frizz cream fits seamlessly into the mix of products I use to do my wash and goes and twist outs, giving me smoother and intensely hydrated feeling hair. I also love that I only need to use a little to see a big difference, plus it smells really, really good. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. All right, so I'm back. Now, of course, hear me out. I'm not telling you to go out and buy a brand new Mercedes. I'm not telling you to go out and buy a new... I'm not telling you to buy all these big expensive purchases. That's not it at all. But what I can tell you is that we all have that thing or a few things like within the house or on our like personal belongings or things like that, that like we can afford to replace it if we budget for it. But what tends to happen is, now if you have kids, you know this to be true. Of course, the kids got to get everything, right? Martin loved kids. The kids got to get everything. And they have everything already, right? But when we walk into Target or we walk into Nordstrom's or we walk in wherever, Burlington Coat Factory or I don't know where you shop, Walmart, what's some other stores? I don't even know. But because I don't really shop like that. But let's just go with Target. You know good and well when you walk into Target and you got a child or two or three or four, they're always on your mind. They're always on your mind. So you're always buying toys, socks, basketballs, dolls. Like they're always getting something. But how often are you putting something for yourself in the cart? How often are you replacing the things that you need? Okay. It is great that our children are a priority. That obviously, if we have kids, we have a responsibility to our children. Absolutely. However, where I differ is I don't believe that children always need to be the number one priority, okay? So if your kids are good, they, you know, they're eating, they're fed, they're clean, they're, you know, they're happy, they're healthy, they don't need a million conjillion things, okay? So it's okay to put them on the back burner sometimes and take care of yourself. Get things that you need. There's no way that you're going to feel like a baddie that's going to go out there and command all the coins, for example, when you're wearing a bra that's stretched out two sizes too big and, I don't know, holy panties. Like, it just confirms, you know, how we feel about ourselves. And this isn't about, again, consumerism. It's not about, you know, going out and buying a new car. This is about, again, those little things that we use every day, those little things that help us to function every day, those little things that help us to just feel and honor, like feel worthy and honor our worth, like every single day. Like, we deserve a little luxury and beauty in our lives. And, but instead, it's like, again, we decide that everything else has to take a position of priority. And it's like, no mas. No mas, no ma'am, no sir, no ma'am. So what I am doing, in case you find it helpful, is, so I think in the last podcast episode, excuse me, I mentioned about budgeting my money. Maybe I didn't, I don't recall. But either way, like, I am making a budget for these types of things, right? So that I can start replacing the things that I know that I want and I need. If you have a budget for it, then you won't feel like, oh God, I'm taking away from someone, because it's already money that you're putting aside specifically for that thing, for that replacement, for those things that pour into you, not anybody else. Because I can tell you, the more that you pour into yourself, the more, the better you feel about yourself, the better you feel about yourself, like the better life becomes. Like, you just radiate this genuine, I don't know, energy. And I'm not saying that you have to buy things to get into that feeling. That's not it at all. I'm just saying that when you are provided for, when you are taking care of yourself, when you are taken care of, like, it just starts to put the wheels in motion for other things, other people in your life, other things. Like, it's just all connected and all related. That's what I believe personally. So start your panty fund, girl. Yeah, I said it. Start your panty fund, start your new cookware fund, like start your new bed sheets, pillows, and comforters fund. Like, whatever it is that you need and you know that you need it for whatever reason, and you know that it's going to help you tap into that sense of abundance. It's going to help you tap into that sense of luxury. It's going to help you tap into that sense of, self-worth, like whatever that is for you. Okay. Start saving for it, like put some money aside for it every single month, and then start to replace those things, okay? Hopefully that made sense. But again, it's like these little things that will visually help us to affirm that we are a priority and deserve to treat ourselves as such. No one should be able to treat you better than you treat yourself, okay? I'm gonna say that again. No one should be able to treat you better than you treat yourself. It starts with us. It starts with us. All right. So I have two more things here, y'all. I'm looking at the time too. Look at it's already about 30 minutes or so. All right. Two more things. Okay. Let's see. I'm looking at my notes here. Oh, this last one's a bonus. And okay, I'm going to go with number four here. So number four is we're going to be releasing, right? Because we're talking about things that we are releasing or starting to, you know, come to terms with and begin to do the work right now, okay, is this idea that everybody has a better understanding about your life and the clear direction for your life, whatever that is, better than you. In other words, everybody has the answers except for you. And I'm raising my hand on this one too, because for a very long time, I looked to everybody else to supply the answers for my life. Okay. So for example, and I truly believe, and I know, I don't just believe it, I know this to be true, that the reason why I'm where I am in business is because I was stagnant for a very long time, because I, not only was I procrastinating out of fear of not knowing what to do, but I was also asking 50-11 people, what should I do, girl? What should I do, girl? What should I do? What should I do? When should I do it? Like asking all these, getting information from all kinds of people, resources, like just ridiculous for me to be doing that. Because again, I was doing it out of fear. I was doing it out of a sense of I'm not smart enough to have the answer. So I have to go and look and seek that information from everybody, because everybody else is smarter than me. Everybody else is doing it better than me. I have no idea what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Is that resonating for you? Is that landing for you? So again, we're releasing that idea that everybody has the solutions for your life. Everybody has the clarity for your life. Everybody knows what you should be doing with your life. Okay. Sis, it is okay to make some moves in silence. It is okay to go with your gut, even if it becomes, for some reason, like it just becomes a mistake or it's a quote unquote fail, whatever, however you want to word it or look at it. Like, you do know that we serve a mighty God, right? And he can change any situation. If you're acting out of what you believe to be the right decision and you're moving forward in faith, you know that he can make things work for your better good, right? Absolutely. So it's okay not to ask 75 people, your mama and them, your pastor, your dog, your cat, your old kindergarten teacher, those three people you're friendly with on Facebook, those 50 ladies in the group that you're in, and then random people on TikTok. Like, what should I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to move in silence. It's okay. And it's doubly okay not to have the clarity, okay, you want. So you take time to pray, dig in that word, be quiet, be still, be just pause. It's okay not to have all the answers. It's okay. And that's something else my therapist reminded me of too. Like, it's okay, because I was letting him know, like, I don't know if you realize this or not, but I have been pretty silent and invisible on social media for the last maybe, I don't even know, 2 months, 3 months. I mean, I've posted maybe here and there out of the blue. Yeah. But I'm saying in general, you know, people on social media, typically they're there showing up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week. I ain't doing that. I refuse. Like, I don't have the capacity. I don't have the energy for it. Okay. I just don't. But let's just say that I did. Okay, because I do plan on returning to social media in some capacity, most likely in 2023. What is it yet? I do not know. But yeah, but he reminded me that, the point of that was I am like not doing anything through the end of this year, other than, you know, I spend every day doing about 90 minutes of meditation. You know, I'm doing my journaling, I'm just spending time with my daughter, like just living my life and still doing some work. Obviously, I'm still doing the podcast and, you know, different things like that. But like as far as big things and stuff like that, or social media and all that, I'm not doing that right now. And I am intentionally taking time to be still every single day. I am intentionally taking time to get grounded, to bring more self-awareness into my life. Like that's where I am right now. And I will be there through the end of 2022. I think I said 2023 just a moment ago, but no, through the end of 2022. And when I was talking to my therapist about that, he reminded me that even if I don't have that clarity that I'm looking for December 31st, 2022, it's okay to carry that silence and stillness into 2023, okay? Because sometimes, at least what I want to do is I'm starting to feel pressure now. Oh, my God, that deadline's approaching. I got to have an answer. And so we, like, cling and get desperate, you know, to hear something or to get a word or to get on, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we just start to get desperate. And I know that for me, when I get desperate, that's when I make all the mistakes. When I get desperate, that's when I do all the dumb things, because some of the things that I've done truly have been dumb because I've known better. But that's when I just do some of the things that really I had no business doing. Okay. But it is okay to not have the clarity you want. So you don't have to go and get answers from everybody and their mama. Okay, it is okay for you to take some time to pull back a little bit, especially now it's winter time. Winter is a time for pulling back. Winter is a time for hibernating, going within, hunkering down. Does that make sense? Again, we talked about seasons just a little bit, but it's okay to take your time. As the elders would say, take your time, child, take your time. And again, get with God, pray. Seek his word, like dig in the word, be quiet, sit still, turn the TV off, figure out what you need so you can get that spiritual insight and understanding that you're wanting to receive, right? But again, getting that word before you start asking all the questions. Pray and ask for directions before you start asking all the questions. Get to know yourself, your habits, your intentions, your ideas, your strengths, your weaknesses, like your desired outcomes, like all of the things. Get to know yourself before you go asking all the questions and trying to get all the answers, okay? Because when you get, quote unquote, all the answers, all it leads to is all the confusion a lot of times, all the disappointments a lot of times. I'll tell you that I asked so many questions and I was in a place where I was just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Let me ask this person. Let me ask that person. I ended up getting myself into this program. It was this year. I'm thinking we're in 2023 already. Ended up getting into this program I had no business being in because everybody else was doing it. Everybody else I knew was doing it. Everybody else was investing this. This was thousands of dollars per month. And I was proud about it. Like, yeah, I'm investing in myself. Thousands of dollars. Because I thought it was the right thing. But it wasn't. Period. It was not the right thing. And that's okay. It's okay. We're gonna goof up. We're gonna stumble. We're going to make mistakes. It's all right. We were not put here to live a perfect life, okay? But my point is we can kind of, I guess, circumvent some of that pain and struggle if we, instead of just leaping out there and asking everybody for their opinions, their thoughts, their questions, their ideas, what should I do? What should I do? Like, you have intuition for a reason. You have inner knowing for a reason. You have spiritual discernment for a reason. Like, God gave you them tools, sis. So it's okay to rely on that. It's okay to talk to God about it. You know what I'm saying? And something that's interesting is, or at least for me, okay, but as you start to get that understanding in here, I'm pointing to my chest. Can you see it? As you start to get that that inner knowing in your spirit, in your gut, your intuition, I feel like then you'll start to get some confirmations from people out of the blue. That has happened to me so many times. Have you ever experienced that before? It's amazing. It's amazing how God works. So in any case, girl, everybody don't know everything better than you when it comes to your life. Okay. All right. So that was number four. Here's number five. I think I have the numbers correct. I believe this is number five. This is a bonus. Okay. This is the last one. And this one might hurt a little bit, okay? But I'm going to say it because we're family, and this is truth, and here we go. It's not even bad. So the bonus one for you, okay, is, sis, I'm going to pull you aside with love. Trim them ends. Now, I ain't talking about people. I'm talking about hair. Yes, hair. We are going into a new year. I think there's a saying like raggedy ends, raggedy life. No, I'm just kidding. That's not a saying. That isn't a saying, at least not that I know about. However, like a fresh trim is going to give you a new lease on life. I promise you. I know that some people believe that like old hair, old holds, like bad energy or things like that. I personally do not believe in that. I don't believe that. But what I do believe is that, man, when we get our hair cut and once the hair is on point, we feel like a brand new woman, right? We feel like a whole new person. Can't tell us nothing. This has nothing to do with hair type, hair styles, hair products, whatever. This is just about releasing those old, scraggly, breaking ends, right? What I do know is that sometimes we get afraid to lose, like we get afraid to lose a few inches. And I think that fear, actually, I feel like that fear shows up, like how we're, like some of us are afraid to cut our hair. Like I'm not even talking about a big chop. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a legit, like a good trim. Some of us are afraid to get our hair cut. Okay. And will this make or break your 2023? Of course not. Absolutely. But since we're talking about releasing, shedding, letting go, I just figured let's go ahead and talk about these ends, honey, because it needs to be addressed. Right. So again, it's not about your hair type, not about using a specific product or a specific comb or a specific product line or doing a co-wash or a wash and go or braids, like weaves, relaxers. I don't care about, honestly, I don't care about any of that. You do you when it comes to your hairstyle, okay? Over here, I'm natural. That's my jam. Whatever your jam is, I love it, okay? But I'm talking about them ends. I feel like, for those of us, like when we're afraid to like even trim our hair, I think the bigger story is we're afraid to release something that no longer serves us. That's what I feel like. That's the correlation to me. Like it might just seem like it's the hair, but is it really about the hair? You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're afraid to release something that no longer serves us or something that isn't good for us. We try to ignore it. We try to hide it. Listen, friend. Trim your hair and allow your hair, like, allow yourself this fresh start for 2023. And again, I'm not saying big chop it or anything like that, unless that's what you want to do. But a trim to start, like, just a fresh new hair journey in 2023, like, I think that will really reap some big rewards for you. I find that when my hair is raggedy, and when I say raggedy, I mean, because I don't want anyone thinking, like, oh, because of this, my hair is ugly or it's raggedy or anything like that. Like, I'm just talking about the actual ends. And I say raggedy because at least for me, because my hair is pretty coily, once them ends, like, I'll know that it's raggedy because the ends just get really gnarly and hard to detangle. And if I keep it in that condition, like the hair, as I'm trying to detangle it with the comb, you think it's just affecting the ends, but like the splits will just work their way right on up. You end up taking out more hair than you intended when you detangle, because at least for me, my hair gets caught up in those gnarly ends that have, you know, gone through some things in the last months, few months since before I last trimmed it. So that's what I'm talking about when I say raggedy. I'm not talking about your hair type, or anything like that. Our hair is beautiful. I'm just talking about those ends of just like that have just given up and have and would just like to go home on to glory. That's what I'm talking about. So don't be afraid to trim them in, sis. Again, I'm talking half an inch, something. Something that just says, okay, I'm not afraid to let go of this that doesn't serve me any longer. Does that make sense? I'm gonna go ahead and start fresh. That's all I'm saying. You'll feel much better once them ends is gone, okay? And get a little trim. It's okay. You'll be all right. So again, those five things. Look at the time, y'all. I can't make this up. I just really talk, don't I? Don't answer that. So again, we're releasing our old identity. We're releasing, what was it? I'm trying to go through my list. This mindset that says creating money has to be hard. We're releasing them, all that old stuff, like old, holy, I'm talking about holy, H-O-L-E-Y. Not holy from as in from God, H-O-L-Y. I'm talking about holy. Bras, panties, t-shirts, raggedy stuff, bummy, worn out clothes that don't even fit anymore. Them raggedy towels. Like, I'm good for this. I've had some towels in my closet where, you know how when you have towels and they're brand new and everything's great and life is good, but then for some reason something happens and then that set of towels, like one of the towels always ends up with some foreign, like a bleach stain, at least on one part of it. So now you have one of the towels, like a little, some type of bleach stain or discoloration. And then you have another towel, like maybe the face towel ends up somehow getting lost or ripped or torn in the washing machine or something. And then the other towel is just like, it just starts to fray and wither and I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody deserves a good towel, like a good, beautiful towel set in their life, sis. I'm just saying. So we're getting rid of those types of things slowly but surely. We're going to start phasing these things out and you're going to start that budget. You can start this month if you can, but, you know, if not, starting in January or February, that will be perfect. Just sit down, write your budget, and see how much you can put into that pot for those types of things, okay? So you can get your life and not have to feel guilty about it. The next one was this belief that everybody knows how to run your life or live your life except for you. That is not facts. That is false, okay? And then the last one is to go on, girl, and trim them ends, especially if it's been more than maybe, you know, 3-4 months. It's time for a trim, sis. Your hair will love you for it, all right? All right, so that's my list of things that we are leaving behind in 2022. I would love to hear some of the things that are on your personal list. Go ahead and email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com and let me know some of the things that you are actively working to release either this year or you'll be doing the work of releasing in 2023. I would love to hear some of your things. But yeah, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. That's how you can reach me. And I want to thank, before I go, each and every one of you that has taken the time to leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. That really, really helps me when you do that. So I definitely appreciate you. And I also want to shout out my Patreon community. Thank you so much for your support. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. That is it for this week. I'm really excited. Christmas is coming. And 2023 is pretty much almost here. So hopefully you are starting to do some things that are really going to set you up for just all the beauty that you deserve, you know, obviously now, but also in 2023 and beyond. That is it for this week's episode. I will see you next Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed week. Talk to you soon.